This next story is about a musician who's coming to terms with his own past. If you would come back home, we could start all over. You're listening to the music of William Fitzsimmons. He was born outside Pittsburgh to blind parents. So he grew up reacting more to sounds rather than sights. While his classmates were rushing home to watch television, he would join in the music his folks played at night. In college, Fitzsimmons gave up music to study psychology, and he became a practicing mental health therapist. But music kept calling him back. I could fix you. Take you out for coffee. William Fitzsimmons is a full-time musician now. His new CD is called The Sparrow and the Crow. He joins me from the studios of KUOW in Seattle. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. You've written a little bit about how growing up in a blind household helped you focus on sound. What was it like inside your house as a kid?
Noisy. When you're without a sense, the other ones, you know, I think a lot of people know it, they become very important. And there was always something going on between, you know, my dad had a pipe organ in the house, and whenever he would come home from work, he would turn that thing up full volume and get every single neighbor within a square mile really, really upset at us. And my mother had a lot of, she actually raised cockatiels and parakeets and things like that in the house. And my dad hated that, but we kind of liked having birds flying around. We thought it was kind of funny.
I've read that your parents were amateur musicians and there was a lot of music in the house. What kind of music were you drawn to as a kid?
I mean, I suppose we always have a penchant for liking whatever our parents listened to when we were younger, at least some of it. But my mother was she was very much into folk music, Joni Mitchell and Peter, Paul and Mary and Bob Dylan and all those really, really wonderful artists of that time. And my dad was, he wouldn't have any of that hippie music. He was a classical organist. And so he pretty much just listened to orchestral and organ records.
Can we hear any of those influences or whispers of that music in any of the work that you write?
Yeah, I think so. It probably leans more towards the folk than the classical. The classical is too hard to do. I could never get into that too much. But I've always been drawn to folk music, and I inject a lot of that into the work that I do. A lot of those artists could make you feel something very, very saliently without, you know, hitting you in the face with volume or anything like that. They use their words and sweet melodies and things like that. So I try to emulate that as appropriately as I can. Mom and Dad parted ways. We were young and got good grace and trees in yards. Music is a very bittersweet experience for me. It was a beautiful thing to share with my parents, and it still is, but it also kind of highlighted the distance between myself and my mother and my father, and there was kind of a chasm that couldn't really be breached.
A distance because the music wasn't connecting with them?
A distance because the music was only, you know, so much of a bridge. It was only maybe three-quarters of a bridge in order to be able to communicate fully with them. You know, I've never met eyes with my mother, for example. And there's a part of that that's always, especially when I grew up, that always kind of broke my heart because she doesn't know what I look like and neither does my father. And, you know, the music was a good thing, but it was also it highlighted that distance between us.
We're speaking with singer and songwriter William Fitzsimmons. The music for this new CD, The Sparrow and the Crow, was written during the breakup with your first wife. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And so in a sense, this is your sort of divorce album.
Yeah. I guess everybody's got to have one, right? You know, the irony to the whole thing is that I already wrote one of those about my parents. And the Goodnight record was actually about my parents and their divorce. And it was in the process of making that things in my own relationship started to kind of head southward very quickly. The irony isn't lost on me, but it's not the good kind of irony that gives you a belly laugh. It's the other kind.
Let's listen to one of the songs from your new album. This one is called I Don't Feel It Anymore.
Hold on, this will hurt more than anything as before. But it was what it was, what it was. I've brought this on us more than anyone could ignore. But I've done what I've done, what I've done.
What I've done, what I've done, what I've done. William Fitzsimmons, tell me about this song. What have you done?
Well, I guess candor is called for. I was the one that was honest on the record, so I was not a faithful person in the relationship, and it cost me dearly. And that's what that song is about. It's the things that my wife said to me. And some of the things that I imagined that she would have said after the fact, I think.
I've worked for so long just to see you mess around. What you've done. I want back the years that you took.
It's subtitled Song of the Sparrow. There's another song a few tracks down, which seems like the counterpoint, maybe. It's called Please Forgive Me, Song of the Crow.
I left you out at sea. I left you there, please forgive me.
This is the answer, I guess, to the accusations, and boy, it's still a little bit fresh to talk about. this was me trying to, when I finally came to my senses, I sort of was hit in the face with everything that I did, and I just, you know, I just wanted to say that I was sorry and find a way to get the forgiveness that I didn't really deserve.
It seems like through the arc of the CD, you cover the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. And have you found forgiveness from your first wife?
Yeah. There was a very difficult period for both of us, and I think I did. I found the forgiveness that I needed, and she's a very graceful soul. And, you know, she found a way to move on, and she herself is actually remarried now and just had her second child. You know, even in the midst of all the darkness and all those things, I think that there is some sort of joy that can come out of those things. You have to go through them. You can't go around them. But yeah, the forgiveness was there and it was real. And it was a relief when we were able to get to that point finally.
But they'll never take the good years. There are some that never burn. No, they'll never take the good years. God, I wish I would have learned.
You are a counselor, and you dealt with all kinds of grief and people who are dealing with it. I mean, you are writing about a divorce, and you're essentially revisiting it over and over and over again as you tour through the country. Do you think as a counselor you would give somebody this kind of advice, in a sense, to sort of revisit what they'd been through?
No, I don't think I would. I think I would tell them to move on, you know, take up a different hobby or something. I'm sitting here every single night reminding myself and other people of the worst decisions that I've ever made in my life. And, I don't know if that's really a wise thing to do. There's a little part of me that I think secretly is very excited about time passing and you know, moving on to new music.
Do you think you could write a happy album, or do you think you'd want to write a happy album?
I'm beginning to think I don't have it in me, and I'm worried about that. I'm in a place where I'm ready to write different songs, And I'm so thankful for that. I've been waiting for this, you know, this time to come. I don't think I'm ready to write about ice cream and puppy dogs or anything like that, but I definitely think there will be a lot more sunshine and stuff to come.
Singer-songwriter William Fitzsimmons. His latest CD is called The Sparrow and the Crow. This weekend, his tour hits Bellingham, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. Mr. Fitzsimmons, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
You will find love.
You can hear a few tracks from William Fitzsimmons' CD at nprmusic.org.
You will find